This is Marion Callahan. Welcome to our podcast delivering news from the Philadelphia suburbs straight from the newsroom of the Bucks County Courier-Times, the Intelligencer, and the Burlington County Times. It is a beautiful Monday afternoon, and from the fifth floor of One Oxford Valley, I am sitting here with Jonathan Mercer, Mark Mitchell, and Amanda Olson, who are all here to share their perspectives of the startup world. First of all, thank you all for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Now, my exposure to the local startup world stemmed from an invitation from Jonathan to attend a weekly event called 1 Million Cups at Stacks Company. That is his very own beautiful co-working space in Doylestown. Now, it had free coffee, and that was a big lure. You know, I was all in. And I don't think I was there for 5 minutes before I could see that this was something very special. People coming in from different fields, bringing in different levels of expertise from people right out of college. I met a couple of people who were in their early 20s, and I met some former CEOs and present CEOs and CFOs of some organizations, including Mark Mitchell, who had a lot of international business experience. But one thing I did like that was kind of refreshing to see is that people weren't on their phones and they weren't buried in their laptops. They were mingling, and they weren't just exchanging business cards, that they were offering advice, offering support to complete strangers. And I just thought that this was kind of a wonderful weekly thing that was happening, and I wanted to share this. And it's these kind of connections that I wanted to talk about today. And so we will talk with Jonathan Mercer, who with his group, Startup Bucks, introduced 1 Million Cups to Doylestown. And then we will also talk with Mark Mitchell, an angel investor with the Delaware Crossing Investor Group. He also spent 21 years with Tyco International as an operating CFO. And he's a 1 Million Cups regular who offers advice to startups and shares valuable insight as to the common challenges that startups face. We'll also talk with Amanda Olson, who benefited from the advice of the gathering when she presented her business Givzy, an innovation in the gift-giving world that changes the way we gift. Okay, Jonathan, tell us a little bit about 1 Million Cups and what it brings to the community every week.
Yeah, so 1 Million Cups is actually a program out of the Kauffman Foundation for Entrepreneurship that's based out of Kansas City. There's about 200 different communities around the country that run these 1 Million Cups every single week. And the idea is to be a forum where startups can just be open about their business and what they need help with, and get advice from the community on that. So the format's the same in every community that runs them. They're from 9 till 10 a.m., and there's two startups that present for 6 minutes each. They have to be 5 years or less in business. We keep it really to more innovative, kind of tech-enabled startups, but with the diverse range too. So I'll go into more of that later. But yeah, so it's 6 minutes presentation, and they have a couple of questions that they ask directly to the audience. So it's less of a Q&A with the audience. It's more of the audience is then answering the startup's questions, and that's a 20-minute round that they get.
And I remember when I first got there and the presentation, the fact that it's timed and it's limited really did offer a lot of engagement for the audience. So yeah. A big part of, I thought, what was valuable was that exchange that was happening between not just the business owners, but those giving the advice. Can you tell me a little bit about some interesting exchanges that have occurred and some things that have come out of these conversations?
Yeah, there's been a lot of good ones. So startups, they present at all different stages. Some come in looking for advice on accepting investments or not. We had one where they were actually looking to open a location for their fitness business in Philadelphia. And they had an offer on the table from a potential investor and a property owner that was taking a big portion of equity in their company. And instantly everyone, most people in the room said, do not take that deal. Do not. So she, I think, was close to taking the deal. She came back, actually heard from her a few weeks ago, and she said she did not take the deal, and that was better. A few other situations like that. There was a company actually based out of, they're duly based in Colombia, Bogota, Colombia, and Bucks County, Bogota Dev. They had an opportunity potentially from an investor, a bank that was looking to invest in them. They do full stack development, so programming and coding boot camps too. Similar situation. They didn't really know even how to navigate that at all. So they got advice from the audience, and they did not take the deal either. So we don't always shoot down the deals, but we help folks that don't know how to navigate that. So,
and I know you had some valuable advice to even give the business startups and about presenting. Because I think I remember my first experience, I noticed that they're all so good at presenting their business. And you mentioned that you even learned a couple of things about presenting. I remember you spoke with me specifically about somebody who was using the word I.
Yeah.
Tell me about that again.
Yeah. That was a big one. So it was Antoinette Miner with TYP Social Media Co., where she does social media mainly for events, and she's really good at it. I think she outpaced Beyonce one day for in terms of mentions on Twitter or something for an event she was running. But she has contractors that work with her and other folks that are part-time, but when she was presenting her business, she was saying I and me, referring to her business rather than us and we. And someone gave her the advice and said, just, hey, refer to it as we, because you are a we. You're a company. You represent something greater than just yourself, which is what you're going for. And then she came back a few weeks later and said, because of that advice, she landed one of the biggest contracts that she has ever landed, because she was saying us and we.
Fantastic. And yeah. I know that there is somebody here with us, Mark Mitchell, who also provides a lot of advice. I know I've heard him week after week providing some great tips. And I think the feedback, I know when we first spoke, you said it isn't always positive, that sometimes you give critical advice and maybe it's something they don't want to hear. But talk to me a little bit about the kind of advice you've been able to provide. And what brings you there every week?
Yeah, sure. I enjoy it just because it's fascinating, is what I find most about it. I do not have an entrepreneurial bone in my body. I have a finance background, but I like hanging out with entrepreneurs. So I enjoy that side of it. And the people at Startup Bucks and the 1 Million Cups are usually a little earlier than what I would see and our group would invest in as angel investors. So they're a little bit earlier, which is good because it's at that point you can help guide both the business and the story, sort of how to put it together. So as they're working through that, that's sort of the two buckets of advice I would say. Trying to help them with is, first of all, on the business, a lot of them will have an idea that maybe not yet a business. So they haven't rounded out all of the aspects of how they would convert this idea into a business. And then how do you present that to somebody? How do you get that story across and get people excited, both customers and investors, that would ultimately help them grow the business?
Gotcha. And what do you think other business owners should know about this? Why should they go? Why would you tell a friend or a colleague in the finance world that this is something that they should be a part of?
They will get advice that they need to hear from all sorts of people. So there's no biases in the room. People are not selling anything. So they're not consultants who, oh, if you sign up with me, I will help you. It's all completely free. And a lot of different backgrounds. So as you mentioned, there are investors, there are other CEOs, there are other people who've done startups, different socioeconomic backgrounds, there's a great gender diversity, racial diversity.
Journalists.
As well, journalists.
There you go. Who are very eager to write stories about almost every single one of these startups. It's fascinating.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
really is. It's a window into the business world and a window into a community exchange that you just don't see that often.
Yeah, I describe it like you're talking to a mentor. It just so happens the mentor is like 25 or 30 people in the room that really want to see you win and succeed.
Right, so it's not like, even though when I first got there and I hear other investors are listening to presenters, and of course, what comes to mind? Like Shark Tank.
Yep.
You know, Shark Tank. And I'm like, oh, they're going to level this person. But no, it's not about that at all. And you're just rooting for each other.
Mm-hmm.
And when I did end up doing the story on 1 Million Cups, I spoke to Jeremiah, mm-hmm. who said that after the presentation, he said he just felt like it was like a wind in his sails. That, you know, he was, as a startup, it's challenging. He felt isolated. He came there to present. He was a little bit nervous. But it was supportive and inspirational. And Amanda Olson is with us here today, and she is working to revolutionize the gift-giving industry. I read somewhere that you were inspired to start GiveZy by your two sons and all the cheap plastic crap they had lying around from gifts. As a suburban mom, I can tell you right now, I can relate to that. And so tell me a little bit about what you tapped into and your business.
Sure. Yeah. So I have presented at 1 Million Cups, Bucks County, 2 times, and both times have been absolutely invaluable to me as a entrepreneur. I started GiveZee because of my 2 kids. They inspired me to change the way we give gifts. I noticed throughout their years of hosting and attending countless birthday parties that ubiquitous pile of gifts ultimately would end up either collecting dust in the basement or then tragically in a landfill. And it spoke to me that we have to find a better way to give gifts to our kids, and that we can give them something that's very inspirational and meaningful, and something that can actually impact their life in a positive way and lift them up and maybe open up some doors to a new experience or enhance a current skill that they're practicing. So I initially started GiveZee and then immediately was terrified at what I had just done. So I started checking out startups in Philadelphia and came across 1 Million Cups. And being in that atmosphere with other people who are just as passionate and just as excited about new businesses and how to start them and grow that seedling from a tiny little nothing into something is so invigorating.
And so bring me back to the room when you were presenting that day you stepped in front of the audience and had to deliver your mm-hmm. idea in 6 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then I'm assuming you had a couple of questions to ask the audience as well. What was that like?
So my first time with Bucks County, I had an amazing mentor, John Kantz, who's just a delight. He's so fantastic. The first thing he said is, this is not Shark Tank. This is not a pitch. You are not going to be in front of a bunch of investors that are going to tell you what your company is worth. He's like, this is for you to gain insight and to ask questions to the group. He's like, the more specific you are, the better. So I had previously made this whole, I looked up pitch decks and made this really elaborate pitch, and I had to throw that all out and start over after speaking with John. And so my first experience was a little bit frightful, but I had been taking acting classes for about a year prior, so I was used a lot of my skills from there, and definitely used that acting skill set. But my first couple questions were, does this resonate with you? Like, do you see this as an issue, this gift-giving clutter? And is what I'm saying making sense? Like, are the words that I'm using affecting you? Or like, do you understand what I'm saying, essentially? And it was interesting because some people had a totally different take on what I was saying. I was using the wrong words. They thought it was more of a registry type thing, or they thought it was like just for collecting funds. So, it gave me a lot of information of which words to use and how to deliver the message.
And as a startup, you mentioned also how this helped boost your confidence and how yes. nice it is to just have a sounding board. Mm-hmm. Talk to me about that need that this fills.
Yeah, so as an entrepreneur, a lot of times you're alone working and sort of working in your own echo chamber of your friends and family that are supporting you, or just your own mind kind of just working by yourself. So to be in a group of people that really want you to succeed, they do, every single one of them. Nobody is there to shoot you down. They all want to see you grow and succeed, and they will pretty much give you advice or connect you with whoever they know that can help you in that path. So to be in that group builds an incredible amount of confidence that I can do this. And then seeing other people present and what they're doing, it's also more of just reinforces that, well, sort of like if they can do it, I can do it. If there's a will, there's a way type of mentality. So
I agree. It leaves you feeling very empowered, even if you're mm-hmm. not starting something. I'm like, I left wanting to start something. Like, what yeah. what can I do?
Yeah, yeah.
I know where I can go for help now.
You do, for sure.
Now I know you don't have to be a business startup to be a part of the group, and that you don't really have to pay anything to get into this group. No. You don't have to, you know, be part of a cool club to be in this room with all of these experts sharing advice and ideas. So, Jonathan, tell us a little bit about what you know about the event, how you get there, how you present. What should the community know about it to become a part of it?
Yeah. So it's run by a group of a team called Startup Bucks. It's a nonprofit that a group of us formed. It includes myself, John Kantz, who Amanda mentioned, Candace Yeager, Michelle Bison, and then also on the 1 Million Cups team is Josh Galanti, who is high school's junior, who also presented his startup, Spiffy Laces, and Lily Polovic, and Seth Goldstein. So we all just connected really originally through Stax in the co-working space and then decided to start this. So we run it at Stax still. It's every Wednesday. If you want to come, it's in Doylestown, 54 East Oakland Avenue, 8:30 doors open. And there is coffee, as you mentioned.
And it is so, free.
And that's I don't think we mentioned, that's what 1 million cups means. So it's a million cups of coffee to fuel entrepreneurship around the country. We recently hit 1,000 cups consumed, and they're all in glass mugs, so we have zero waste.
Yay.
And we wash them after.
Yay.
So that's good, reducing our carbon footprint there too. But yeah, anybody can attend. There, you don't have to have a business idea. You don't have to have business experience. We're actually going to have an entrepreneurship class from CB West, Central Bucks West High School, come in and join
idea.
Us.
Yeah.
So it's they actually reached out to us. I presented there on Stax and told them about 1 Million Cups, and they said, oh, we'd love to come. So we'll have a tight room for that one because they're going to bring along probably 25 students. So we'll have to get all the desks out of there.
I mean, talk about real world experience. So,
yeah.
I mean, you are getting an incredible a perspective from right in the business industry. So it's cool.
Yeah, and it really just extends. I mean, word of mouth just gets it out. So many people tell people. I think as Amanda was describing and Mark were describing, and something that they sound passionate about it. And I have no shame in inviting and keep reaching out to people and tell them, come on, you said you're going to come. You should show up. Yes. And the good thing is every Wednesday. So if you miss 1 week, we're there the next week.
Yes.
Same place, same time.
And there are so many interesting stories to come from there. And I look forward to telling more of them.
Yeah.
We'll have to actually even invite a couple of them in for another future podcast.
Definitely.
So,
yeah, we've got 50 have presented, or 50, over 50 startups.
Nice.
Have presented already. So, yeah.
So, and you are also a startup success yourself. Tell me a little bit about, because I know you presented as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a couple times. Yeah, so Stax Co. is Doylestown's. Bucks County's largest co-working community, co-working space, meeting space, event space. Over 80 members, 4,000 square feet. We have a mix. There's tech professionals, remote workers, freelancers, all different types that work out of the space and use it for meetings. And started in the middle of 2018, so it's just over a year and a half that we're going and growing. That's good. So, yeah, I've gotten advice on expanding through 1 Million Cups, and really I've gained mentors as well that I reached out to. Actually, Mark and I are catching up after this with some advice on some things too. So that's what Startup Bucks is really looking to do, to build a startup ecosystem in Bucks County. So that's definitely intertwined and tied in with Stax, but beyond that too.
Yeah. And again, it's another way to connect with the community.
Yeah.
So with that, we have to bring this to a close. But thank you, Jonathan Mercer, Amanda Olson, and Mark Mitchell for sharing your time and giving us a glimpse into this exciting world of entrepreneurship that is unfolding right here in our backyards. Reporting in suburban Philadelphia for the Bucks County Courier Times, the Intelligencer, and Burlington County Times for Gannett News, this is Marion Callahan. Thank you to all of our listeners for tuning in.